Hello.
Hey, Kelsey, it's Forrest. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, caught you at a bad time, or you got some time?
No, now's good.
Okay, perfect. So we've been going through the process of getting, you know, underwriting complete and everything on your property, and you're going to hate me, but, you know, it seems to be that the price is a little too high for underwriting on this deal. So we really have a couple options that I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay.
So the first option is we reduce the price, which is rather significant because of the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Or we talk about just pivoting to a retail listing where I, in turn, act as your realtor, and we just list the property and let the open market tell you what the best solution would be.
Okay.
And I would suggest, you know, listing it in the 175 to 180 price range, and let's just see where we go. But
okay.
With the, you know, repairs and stuff, I did an inspection on your home, and that mold in the back of your house is due to, there's that missing siding at the top of the back wall, and there's a big, huge hole in the framing structure behind that siding that's just been letting water get into the house and, and right at that back door area. So that's really, you know, like the, that's a unknown issue as to how far it really extends. But other than that, I mean, other than cosmetics, your house really, you know, isn't in bad shape. It's just, you know, some of those things when you get to, when you get to visible mold, that will probably have to be addressed one way or another.
Right.
Whether in the repair addendum or you do it now. So other than that, I mean, you know, if you wanted to know, you know, just what option A is, we're really talking about a price tag, a revised price. And like I said, it's significant. Don't kill the messenger here, but we were at 170 something, and it would be down to like 125.
Yeah, that sucks. I really didn't want to, because just having to do repairs, I didn't want to have to go through that process.
So the retail process, let me dispel some myth here, okay? So you don't have to do repairs, all right? That's a big myth. Somebody has to, and that cost needs to be reflected somewhere. But,
right.
But what we do, the way that I like to explain it to people, and you know, I want to be a solution. That's why I'm trying to give you more than one option here, okay? The way I try to explain it to people is there's multiple negotiation points during a retail sale process. So you have the first one when you get into the agreement to purchase, and then they have their inspection. And then you have another negotiation period after the inspection and the repair addendum are complete. And then potentially, you know, if the appraisal comes back lower than, you know, contract price, you might have another third negotiation attempt. But the cost is going to be reflected somewhere, whether you come out of pocket and do it now, or whether you let it go off the sale price of the home and just say, I'm not going to do repairs, I'll give you a seller credit. Those are really, like, you know, the two main ways to do it. Or somebody you might go, hey, there's an obvious, you know, issue here, I'm disclosing it, and let that reflect in your price. So there's three ways to do it. But as far as cash offer is concerned, having to absorb that price of that solar system into the home, it's just causing the underwriters to not want to move forward.
Right.
Right. So in my opinion, if I was Kelsey, I would say, you know, let's continue the discussion about the retail listing, because
okay.
And 125 is low, and I heard
it's
you the first
less
time.
Less than I paid for it. So
I understand. So if you allow me to, you know, write up a proposal of what the retail would look like, and then
okay.
You know, and then you take a look at it and we circle back on Friday, because I know you've
Okay.
probably got a lot going on right now. Your kids are probably going to be out of school here pretty soon.
Yep.
So let's just, let me write a proposal together, tell you what I would do, and then we would just pivot to that. I think that
Okay.
it would be the best thing for you at this point.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. I'll email it to you,
Okay.
and then we'll talk on Friday in the middle of the day.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds
Thanks.
great.
Thanks, Kelsey.
I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll get this done. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.